This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a lot of different things around the Umpqua Valley. And today we're going to learn about an organization called the Fallen Outdoors. Dave Saylor is in. Dave, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, sir.
So talk a little bit about the Fallen Outdoors, a national organization, but also a local area group as well.
Yes, yeah, so we work here out of Oregon. I'm working here out of Douglas County and in the surrounding areas. We take veterans outdoors, trying to get them outside, get them rehabilitated to the outdoors, trying to fight that 22 a day stipulation that's going on, and really trying to help bring down those numbers, trying to rehabilitate them to get outdoors, reset their minds, their health, their well-being, and get them communicating with other veterans and like-minded people.
Now, you mentioned that 22 statistic. Explain what that means if people don't know.
Approximately 22 active duty service members or veterans are dying every day due to suicide from being in the service.
And has that been a long-term statistic?
That has been a long-term statistic. That's been going on from least that I'm aware of since the 2015 and before.
Now, how long has the national organization been around?
Since 2009.
So how did you get involved and when?
I got involved about 5 years ago or so. I got really involved here in the last couple years, just trying to get, I'm a veteran myself. The veterans are run from the president on down. It's all volunteer. So what we're trying to do is just help my fellow brothers and sisters out there with whatever I can do to help them get out and do things in the outdoors.
So when you were in the service, how long were you in?
I got federal service of over 18 years.
And what branch?
Army.
And so where did you end up going?
I've been overseas. I've been to Korea. I've been to Guam. I've been to the Philippines. I've been to Japan. I've been to East Coast and the West Coast and all over. I finished my tour of service in Fort Carson and DOD in Colorado.
And what kind of role did you have? Do you have a particular job that you specialized in?
Infantry and communications.
Wow. So obviously a busy career. But I know that military service brings really a lot of ups and downs.
Yes, it does, sir.
And explain what some of those are.
Any military member will tell you, you know, you got from basic training through AIT, and then you got your permanent duty station where you get to learn your what withouts, where to go, what to do, how to do it, and then you have your overseas personnel going out and visiting the outside communities, and then you have your combat veterans that actually in the combat and dealing with everyday scenarios as you've seen on TV and other places.
Now, how long have you been out of the military?
I got out in 2015.
So, what is it about outdoor pursuits? How does that help veterans with the issues they're facing?
Well, when you go outdoors, or most people go outdoors, they relax, they refresh, they forget what they're doing in front of the TV, around the house. They reset, and that's what we're trying to do, is reset those individuals, reset myself, reset you, whoever that's going out and doing this. Our sponsors help with that to help them get out and reset.
Any idea, now for the national group, I mean, is it all over the country?
All over the United States, Alaska, and Hawaii.
Wow. Now, is there a particular age group of veterans you're focusing on?
No. As a matter of fact, these are, like I said, active duty veterans, veterans themselves, and Gold Star family members. So this could be a child of a Gold Star family member that we're trying to help as well.
And explain, if somebody doesn't know what a Gold Star family is.
A Gold Star family member is a member of a family that their husband, wife, or could be a dad died in service, or mother, of course, died in service. We've kind of taken that just a little bit further and not said if they died in service, if a lot of people have PTSD from this issues, and one of those things we're trying to combat as well, of that 22. So if they post-service, that kind of happened, we don't discriminate against that at all. We take that as part of being in service still.
Now, for these outdoor things that you take veterans out to do, what kinds of things are you involved in?
Right now, we're doing a Diamond for Vets event in June. I just got with Hell's Gate Canyon down in Grants Pass. They donated some passes for us. We're taking some veterans out to Hell's Gate on the whitewater down there. We're trying to get some fishing trips going out on the coast, some sand dune rides out on the coast. Take them out mushroom hunting, just hiking, biking. We take them four-wheeling. It's no cost to the veteran to do this.
So is this more... This isn't generally then a big organized event. This may be more one-on-one or one-on-two?
It could be one-on-one. It could be one-on-two. The Diamond for Vets event is 35 to 40 veterans. So it's a group. So it takes a village to do this, but it also takes just one person to come out and say, hey, let's go do this.
What do you think you've learned from being involved with this organization so far?
Patience and understanding.
To explain.
Well, everybody's different. You just have to learn to listen. Everybody's going through something different, and to ask for help, because I've had to ask for help from a lot of different individuals, both within the organization, outside the organization. I got a comment just the other day, hey, you need to change this. It's like, absolutely, thanks for the help. So, like I said, everybody helps everybody, and when you're in the military, that's a lot of stuff that's going on. Once you're out of the military, people seem to help each other. So that tends to help as well.
And it seems like people that have been in the military, even after they're out for quite some time, you're all kind of in sync to some extent with one another.
There is that camaraderie, no matter what branch of service you're in, and an understanding. But this also goes to the spouses and the service members and their children. They kind of know what's going on as well, too, and they understand.
Now, we'll talk about more about the Diamond Vets event in a bit. How many people are you able to help out here around Douglas County?
In Douglas County last year, I don't have a number, but I know we took out probably at least 50 people last year doing different events just alone here in Douglas County, and that's not including the Diamond events we did last year.
Now, how do you pay for all this?
Through sponsorship, through donations.
And if somebody wanted to help you out financially, how do they get connected?
Go to thefallenoutdoors.org, and you can go on there and sponsor the 22 a day. It's on there. Or you can get a hold of one of us here locally at one of the events got going on. Get a hold of me. Point you in the right direction. There's lots of ways to get a hold of us.
And, of course, around Douglas County, as most people know, we have got... I can't remember the exact stat, but we've got one of the higher veterans populations in Oregon.
I think we're number 7 right now in the state. We used to be number 3, but because of attrition, I think we're down to about 7 right now, but that doesn't mean we're not up there. I haven't looked at it lately.
But, it also means that a lot of people really kind of understand this effort maybe better than some other places.
Yes. I mean, a lot of our veterans are aging. We're working with our Vietnam veterans and Iraqi, Afghanistan veterans right now a lot. Veterans in general and the Gold Star family members that have settled in this area are plentiful.
All right, we're going to talk more with Dave Saylor in a moment. Inside Douglas County, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. It's 1245 on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson at 1 o'clock. David Littlejohn with True Wealth Radio at 4. And more on Inside Douglas County throughout the week, covering all kinds of different topics. Today, talking about the Fallen Outdoors, both the local organization and also the national component, plus an event that they have got coming up. And let's spend a little bit of time talking about that with Dave Saylor, who's in today from the Fallen Outdoors. So you have this thing next month, Diamond in Vets. Tell us, kind of go in depth, talk about it.
So Diamond in Vets started with the Steelheaders, actually, Northwest Steelheaders organization years back. They asked us to take it over and help us mend it, bring it over to us, and they've done that. They're still part of it in a way because their captains come out and help us take our veterans out fishing out there on Diamond Lake. This year we're looking at about 25 people signed up already, and there's still about a week left for them to get on there. We're taking some wheelchair veterans out. We've got a bunch of females coming out with us. We've got a bunch of males coming out with us, of course, and we're just going to make a day of it. We're trying to go out and get them some breakfast in the morning, fish for about 5-6 hours, and then come back and have some lunch and have a great time.
And what was the date for that again?
June 18th.
So not that far off. What goes into putting this kind of an event together?
Well, you have to have captains, which have boats. So you need boats. You need to get with the Diamond Lake Resort. They're giving us some launch spots there and mooring spots to moor the boats. They're thankful to them to doing that. We're thankful for the captains to come out and volunteer in their boats, their time, their energy, and a lot of their tackle and gear to get the guys out fishing. And the organization going out there and presenting, setting up, just helping the veterans get out. We put it out on Facebook, which is the only communication we use. We don't advertise or anything. We only go out through Facebook. So those people that are on Facebook can see it, sign up. We pick their names and get them out there early in the morning and help them fish.
Now, have any of the people in the past few years, has this been like their first experience like this?
Many have been their first experience. We try to spread the wealth around. If there's more than a amount of number that we can hold at an event, we do a lottery system like most, just so it's fair to everybody, and whatever name comes up, comes up.
What is it in particular about fishing?
Well, you're outside. You're on the water. It's usually pretty relaxing, especially if it's not raining. Diamond Lake has that nice, beautiful mountain scenery behind it, woods, calm lake. Yeah, you're relaxing. As long as there's not a lot of bugs out, you're doing great. You're talking to your other friends possibly, or new friends that you're making, and you're just outside. It's nature, you're in God's country, and you're just trying to do something different.
It's amazing because I've heard for a number of years that of all the things you could go out and do to get that kind of respite from everything else, that fishing, it seems to be one of the best ones.
Depends on the individual, I guess. It's I enjoy it. I've been fishing for many years. It's relaxing, and the only person you have a competition with is yourself.
And are you really trying to catch a particular number of fish?
No. There's different species out there. I think the challenge this year is to catch the biggest fish, and whoever catches the biggest fish is, I think, going to get some kind of prize, and we'll see what else is in store, hopefully.
Now, once you get done with fishing, I understand you have to clean the fish, too, or somebody does.
There's a cleaning stations up there at Diamond Lake to do that. It's not hard to clean a trout. It's pretty simple. And there's ice at the location as well.
And, again, if somebody wanted to get signed up for that, is it too late?
No. As long as they're on the West Coast, Fallen Outdoors West Coast page, they can sign up for that. Search for my name if you want to make it easier. But it's all on there. All of our trips are posted on the Fallen Outdoors West Coast page.
And how many people are helping you with this particular event?
I have one other person help me with this event at this point in time.
Now, I do a lot of event organization myself. That's a lot of work for two people.
It is, but this event is pretty well established. We've split up the task for the most part in a way, and it's come along nicely. Other events takes more people, and some events only takes one or two, depending on how many people are involved.
And I know it looks like over the course of the year, you go out on different hunting, waterfowl, a lot of different things.
Yes, sir.
And also, do you do some hiking and camping sometimes?
We do. We're trying to set up some hiking trips out on the Oregon coast right now around Ocean Shores. Out in Coos Bay, we're trying to set that up currently, and they do different events all over the state. So it's not just here, it's all over the state, and it's up to you to figure out what you want to do.
And so do you work, or at least communicate with people kind of like you at the other chapters around the state?
Yes. There is no specific chapter, so we talk, we have staff meetings monthly and just kind of coordinate what's going on. But if something comes up right away, like the Hellgate people put up and said, hey, it's a season, water's dropping, here you go. We try and get it up to and get it out to the veterans as soon as possible.
Wow. So pretty nimble effort, and sounds like you put a lot of your daily focus on doing this.
Every day, almost all day.
And so do you have time for other fun things for yourself?
Some of this is really fun. I mean, meeting people and talking to them and talking about what they do daily and their adventures, maybe what they could bring to help us. I mean, some veterans come out and said, you know, I can teach somebody how to do gold panning. I teach somebody how to do wood lathing. Teach somebody how to do mushrooming because it's just around the corner as well. So if somebody wants to go, come help us and do something, all they have to do is say, hey, here you go, I can do this, and we can set people up. It's really good.
And you mentioned working with all age groups. Do you see a difference in the response from some of the younger veterans and the older ones, or is it pretty similar?
I have not seen a difference other than time. You know, I see the younger groups helping out the older ones, and I see the older ones mentoring some of the younger ones. So it's all about camaraderie, and it's all about talking as well, getting out there, communicating, and networking.
And we obviously have a lot of vets from World War II. That's kind of those numbers are dropping in each era of the service. In some ways, people's experience is different because of whatever the situation was, but in a lot of ways, it doesn't seem to be.
No, and it's all about respect. And that's given throughout. And if, just like any place, if respect is not given and not shown, it's not worth being around.
What do you think down the road for what you're doing here locally? Are there things that you would like to do that you haven't been able to do so far?
Of course. There's a lot more events I'd like to do, especially in the fishing realm, utilizing some of our local vendors and local captains and stuff like that here on the Umpqua, getting with them and getting the availability to get some of these guys on boats and fishing here locally, or even fishing from the bank and knowing how to do it and where to do it is pivotal. And frankly, I don't know.
Well, and I imagine for these people, to give them a good memory, you can get some really good pictures too.
Absolutely. And those pictures get posted nationally, not only on the West Coast. The West Coast covers 13 states, basically from the east side of Montana down to the west side of the Texas Panhandle, all the way over through Alaska and Hawaii whenever we do stuff. But we did a trip here just a little while ago with the National Wildlife Turkey Foundation. We sent out four veterans. The four veterans that got picked for this came from all over, not locally. They came from Boise, Idaho, Vernonia, Oregon, Battleground, Washington, and Klamath Falls, Oregon, to come here into Douglas County to do this turkey hunt, and that got published nationally in their magazine.
All right, well, Diamond and Vets coming up June 18th. And again, as we wrap up, if people want to get connected, how do they do that?
They can get on the Fallen Outdoors West Coast page on Facebook and sign up on that. Just put in your information. It's pretty easy. Or they can go to thefallenoutdoors.org and sponsor or look for ways to sign up as well.
All right, Dave Saylor from Fallen Outdoors, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, sir.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.